This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 in the evening with Lynn, Iman and Kelvin, and it is of course the 20th of November, Children's Day. And so today you might have actually kind of caught the voices of kids of all ages on air across the station, whether it's in our news reports, whether it's in the BFM 89.9 or even in the interviews. We've just kind of been wanting to hear the perspectives and hear the thoughts of children, and there's actually going to be more of that right now because we've put together a special edition of Q&A that's especially for the kids. First things first, we met up with a group of very inquisitive kids.
Hello, so my name is Ikisha Binti Muhammad Rizwan. I just turned 8 last Monday.
Hi, my name is Ariana Balkish Binti Muhammad Yazli and I am 12 years old.
Hi everyone, my name is Jafis and I'm 11 years old this year.
Hi, I'm Mansi Marinkaw and I'm 9 years old.
So, Keisha, Ariana, Simran and Japheth are actually part of the Kidzania Congress, which is basically a cohort of kids that are elected every year to meet, share ideas and voice their opinions. And, you know, as one might predict, this group had a lot to say. Like, are mermaids fake or are they just endangered? is it tiring being an adult is another question that they asked. And there were also some of the amazing... So these are some of the, you know, the questions and the adorableness that came through when the kids came by the studio.
We also enlisted a few adults to help answer the questions and also to weigh in on the many thoughts that our little group had, starting with Tan Cheng Yi, an educational psychologist.
Hello, I am Tan Cheng Yi and some children call me Miss Cheng Yi. I am a child and educational psychologist. It means that I work with children and help them through life problems and in school and also at home. That's my job.
All right, so you have met the kids, you have met our adult expert. Now let's move on to what actually took place. So our first question to the kids was, what's nice about childhood and, you know, really about being the age that they are right now?
Like, we can do everything we want and we don't need to, like, go for, like, meetings and all that. We can just stay at home and relax, just play around. And we don't have to do, like, any housework, all that.
Wait, you don't need to do any housework?
I do sometimes, but not, like, the whole thing. Like, my mom, she has to do, like, all the day, the whole day, 24 hours to cook, all the things that.
So nice to hear that you do housework. And I guess childhood is a preparation for adulthood. It's time for you to practice. So that's probably why you do a little bit of it and the rest of it are being done by your parents. I think childhood is really a wonderful time. If I could rewind back my life, you know, it'd be so nice to revisit being a child again where I was playing much more and just exploring and enjoying the world. A time to explore and try out things. You might make mistakes and you try again. It's also time for you to make friends, friends that will be people that you go through life with. And then they might actually be still your friends when you're an adult, and they'll be there to also be your guide and your help even when you're an adult. Childhood is also a time where you learn things like discipline, and discipline is really not a bad word. It's about learning self-control, and it's definitely one of those things that will help you through life, especially when you're an adult.
And while the parents might beg to differ, discipline doesn't seem to be an issue for the kids when it comes to school because they really, really love it. And here's why, starting with Simran.
I really love going to school because we get to study and at the same time we get to make new friends. And I love making friends, so that's why I really love going to school.
If we learn at school, we have a lot of knowledge. But if we learn at home, then you can get another house, so you get the full knowledge of that topic.
When I'm at school, if I don't know about the subject, I can ask my teacher, and my teacher can teach me how to do that thing.
Is that like, you have lots of questions that you want to ask. When you go to school, you can learn new things about the questions that you want to be answered. It's like one of the things nice about school, to learn stuff.
But not all the knowledge comes from school. It might come from everywhere, like, for an example, like buildings. And you know, like Petro Science Aquaria, they put like posters, and not all the schools like say the knowledge to you, because like some knowledge can be out there, not just in school.
I'm so glad that you enjoy going to school and learning. Knowledge is really something that is very important in life and help you make wise choices. So learning can be formal, like when you go to school, you learn from your teachers and you learn from your book. But knowledge also can be informal, all those things that you learn as you go through life. So it actually starts all the way from home, even when you are toddling around at home, even as a baby. You know, you pick up words and you learn what your parents do in daily life, how people solve problems. And then when you go to school, there's a lot of informal knowledge as well. You're also learning how to make friends, how to solve problems when you don't agree with your friends. And sometimes that troubles you when you don't know the answers. But that's the wonderful thing about being a child, is that you can always ask the lots of older people around you, older children, older adults, that you can ask, and they will help you to understand better. Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about being a child.
Having said that, the one thing that Ariana has noticed about being a child is this.
When being a kid, some adults keep scolding us because we do a wrong thing. But when adults do a wrong thing, they don't get scolded.
Well, Ariana, I guess first things first, not always. Adults do still get scolded. But I just wanted to pick up on a couple of things there. I mean, firstly, we'd like to hear from you. I mean, how do you scold your kids, right? Like, is it something that you... And what are your memories like, actually, of being scolded as well when you were a kid? But also that point that Cheng Yi made about formal education. Do you think that you learned a lot outside of school? Because when I look back on the knowledge, the general knowledge, especially that I picked up over the early years of my life, a lot of it came from encyclopedias and stuff. A lot of it came from just kind of being outdoors, talking to my dad and my mom. And yeah, it wasn't always formal. So let us know what you think. You can call us at 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, coming back to this idea of being scolded, here are Cheng Yi's thoughts on the whole business of it, whether you're scolding and being scolded.
Well, I think adults get scolded too, you know. And why people get scolded, I suppose there's always a conflict, meaning that there is some differences in what people expect and what we might be doing. Now, sometimes it's maybe something that is our fault because we didn't listen, or we have been told but we didn't follow. Then maybe we deserve to be scolded. But being scolded is just a way the adults around us shape us or make us into better people. So even adults get that because we all make mistakes. And every time we go somewhere new, we're always learning what people expect from us. Sometimes it's not really our fault. Maybe we weren't told, or maybe people who scold us are in a bad mood. So we also practice forgiving and not holding things in our heart when we feel that way, because that would just make you more angry. And, you know, like when an apple falls on the floor, it bruises. Then that bruise starts to spread throughout the apple, and then you get a rotten apple. It's a bit like that with holding grudges. Do not hold grudges, because that makes you an unhappy person. Do let it go, because we all make mistakes.
So you just heard there from Tan Cheng Yi, who is, of course, an educational psychologist, but also more crucially, in this little segment, she is our adult expert, the one who's kind of just answering the questions that the kids have on just the business of being an adult in many ways. By the way, if you guys have messages for the kids, they are listening to this right now, so you can send your thoughts in and we'll be relaying it to them. We'll be back with Ariana, Keisha, Japheth and Simran in just a little bit. It's Universal Children's Day on BFM 89.9.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:18. You are with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition, and we have a special Children's Day episode of Q&A, where we got a group of incredibly candid kids between the ages of 8 to 12 to ask kind of the questions about the things that they're curious about. And throughout this episode, we're also going to be hearing from a couple of adults. For instance, educational psychologist Tan Cheng Yi.
So before the break, the kids talked a little bit about what they're enjoying, like being in school and getting all that knowledge and making new friends. But one of the tougher things at that age is, of course, when kids don't play nice. And Simran and Keisha shared their experience of this.
Sometimes I go to my cousin's house and I get angry sometimes because whenever I want to play with her, she's like, no, I'm too busy, no, I'm doing this, no, I'm doing that. But then her friends come and when I try to play with her, she just tells me to get out.
Sometimes when I'm in the car, when I want to go to my cousin's house, I'm like, am I going to quarrel today? Who am I going to quarrel with? Or maybe I'll quarrel with everyone.
Well, that reminds me of something that happened to me too when I was little. I was living in a place where I was a ethnic minority and I didn't really fit in very well with the people around there. But, you know, that really made me more motivated to try and be a little bit more thick-skinned. So, like, even if they don't really like me, I try other ways or mix with other people who will accept me. And then you know what I learned? I learned that there are other people like you who are also perhaps lonely and sad or even deprived. So things like that helped me actually to develop something called empathy. And that's the ability to feel what other people may be feeling. So I started to learn to mix with people who perhaps had a little bit more kindness. I'd be wiser in my choice of who I mix with so that I don't feel that they are isolating or discriminating me. At one point, you know, somebody even threw a stone at me and I felt, really bad. But, you know, when you go through challenges like this in life, it makes you feel sad, but, you know, it also makes you stronger. I also grew, and this is what is growing up all about. It helps you to be more mature in your emotions, your thinking, and when you develop those person, you're actually growing up. So it will help you too when you are an adult. So childhood is actually practicing even those good times and bad times in life so that as adults, you will know what to do when the same things happen.
You just heard Tan Cheng Yi, an educational psychologist who we've roped in to help weigh in on what the kids are saying and feeling. Now, we also asked the kids if they thought they were a good friend to their friends. Most of them said yes, but Ariana said maybe. Here's why.
Because my friends think I am a little bit annoying. Because when I see my friends make a sad face, I like to cheer them, but when they see I'm cheer them, they feel like I'm a little bit annoying.
And then, you know, one time, there was a friend who she fell down from a chair, and then I said, what happened? And then she just ignored me, and I said, am I annoying him? Then I said, oh, I'll just go back to my seat. Actually, one time my dad said, I am annoying, because I talk too much, and she said, I'm a chatterbox.
My mom and dad always say that I'm annoying, and that there's this one thing that I wanted to get when I was young, and I kept begging my mom and dad, and they said, one more time you ask me, get out of the house.
No, friends really enrich our life. It makes our life so meaningful. But sometimes we do get into arguments or we do annoy our friends. That's quite normal because I think, you know, everyone is different and we all have different styles and talk differently and do things differently. But it's all part of life. because in life we will always meet people that are very similar to us and people who are very different from us. So being annoyed by others or annoying others is all normal and part and parcel of life. But I do think that, you know, when our friends feel annoyed with us, they may be trying to tell us something, and we should also try and listen to what they're trying to say to us. And maybe we can put ourselves in their position, try to see things from their point of view, what they're trying to say, why am I annoying? And maybe it's also a good time to have a what we call a self-check to see, oh, am I doing something that is harmful or hurtful or irritating to others, or is what I'm doing right? Similarly with our parents also, sometimes they say that we are annoying because maybe we are, but sometimes I know as kids we do want something very, very badly, and that is a good way of getting our parents' attention. So we will continue to annoy them until we get their attention. But I do think that you should also look at your parents, you know, find the right time to talk to them and really have a honest discussion about what you need so that they can listen to you when they are not stressed or in the middle of doing something, because that's when they will find you annoying, when you come at the wrong time.
Oh, I love that advice. And I think that that applies to adults who want something from other adults as well, right? Like, while persistence can be a virtue, not a bad thing to kind of pick your battles and pick your timing. So, of course, kids being kids, they had a lot of questions about what it means to be a grown-up, a lot of thoughts. Here are some.
Being a hardworking person.
Find your own money.
And being more independent. Doing more work. Having more responsibility.
Like, for an adult, you have to be, like, a bit more disciplined because, you know, like, something bad happens and then you're not that disciplined. You have to go to the cops. So you have to learn how to be, like, really disciplined.
I wish I had a more concrete answer about what it means to become an adult, but I think that pretty much nailed it, right? It's like more responsibilities, mm-hmm. more work, you earn your own money, and you really just kind of have to take care of yourself and learn to take care of others too. I think that's kind of the essence of it.
Yeah, I think that's the largest part of it, like learning to take care of yourself and not relying on your parents, because you're so used to, like, you know, your parents taking care of your food and your health and all that. But when you're an adult, you only have yourself to take care of, and you have to be really responsible about not just about your health, but your finances and, you know, where to live and where to how to pay for things.
And actually eventually starting to take care of other people too.
Yes. Tell us, what does it mean to you to become an adult, really? You know, when was that moment that you were like, hey, I've made it? Or has that moment not come? Because also relatable. So there were also some questions that Simran and Ariana had about being an adult.
Is it hard because you're going to have a job and you're going to have a really hard time going through it? So, yeah.
Do you get enough rest?
Okay, yeah, being an adult is sometimes hard, but I don't think it's that much different than when you're a child as well, because even as a child, you do go through some tough times, like when you have to do difficult homework or you have to take exams at school or when your friends are not being nice to you and things like that. So as a child, you go through that. Even as adults, we do go through some challenges as well. But of course, there are some additional responsibilities, like getting a job and being able to pay for your own expenses, and also looking, if you have a family, looking after your children and paying for their expenses. So I guess these are some additional responsibility. But, you know, I always think that help is always available, even as adults. You know, as children, you do go and ask for help from parents and things like that. The thing about adult and children sometimes is that adults, we sometimes cannot put aside our pride and we don't want to go and ask for help. What I like about children is that they ask for help quite easily. So I always try to remember this lesson from little children, that whatever problems that we may have, we can always go and find help from friends. And there's always help available, even on the internet and things like that. yeah, sometimes I find that as an adult, I don't get enough rest. But remember the word that I used earlier, discipline, that comes in, you know, as an adult too. So even as an adult, we have to learn to be disciplined. So we have to remember that we work, we also need time to play or to rest and have good sleep and have good food. And things like that will definitely help us to go further in life. So whatever we have practiced or we have learned as children, we also bring into adulthood, and we hopefully do it better as adults because we have had all the years of practicing. So children, enjoy your childhood and play as much as you can, but also work hard and listen to your parents.
That was Tan Cheng Yi, educational psychologist, helping us answer some of the questions that our panel of children have for us today. We are going to be moving on to science after the news. They had tons of questions about that. And if you have any thoughts or advice to offer children, whether your own or others, if you have any comments this Universal Children's Day, let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.